What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. We're closing the phone lines right now because I got to get caught up on the news here. Just checking my email, somebody wrote on in and said they're reading about this massive ransomware attack, and it's now up to 45,000 known infections across 75 countries. But there's hardly a mention of it on the corporate media. It's still Comey and Trump and Russiagate and just... It's amazing here. I mean, this is a real problem. This is a real threat to American businesses because some American businesses have already been hit with this, like FedEx. So it may not absolutely positively be there overnight, at least for the next few days while they sort out that mess here. And yeah, they're still pushing this whole thing, Russia, 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 because that's basically the last card they've got to play to deflect public attention away from the crimes of Hillary Clinton and her associates. Because they are really, really scared that the public is looking at that. And they're trying to offer up Trump, Russia, look over here, look over here. It's a distraction. But that doesn't work. They'll drop kittens into a blender or something. Anything to keep the American people from really looking back at what's gone wrong with this country over the last 30 years and all of it. Goes back to that CIA operation out of Arkansas in the mid-1980s, and all the people who helped the CIA do what they were doing, which was criminal violations, and they all got rich off of some of that drug money. And we saw the same thing happening during Prohibition. The gangsters who got rich on alcohol money had enough money to get into politics. When Prohibition began, old Joe Kennedy was solidly middle class, and when Prohibition was over, he was rich, rich enough to get his sons headed for the White House. John F. Kennedy made it. Robert F. Kennedy was on his way. Ted Kennedy probably would have run, except for Chappaquiddick, which may have been an attempt on his life. Now, Senator Mark Warner is at the forefront of screaming, we need to find Donald Trump's Russia link. We've got to look into his business dealings, blah, 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 blah. Turns out Senator Mark Warner himself, back in 2012, made $6 million from Yandex, a Russian tech business. And apparently that $6 million represents almost 10% of his entire net worth. So it's classic hypocrisy. It's okay for Senator Warren to be having business dealings with Russia, but oh, by golly, you know, the fact that Donald Trump was doing business with Russia before he even got into political life, that's the curse of doom. He needs to go. All right, so let's talk about what's going on in other parts of the world. North Korea has actually sent a formal protest to the United States Congress over the sanctions on to North Korea. And these are over and above the sanctions for the nuclear weapons and the sanctions for the ballistic missiles. The new sanctions target North Korea's shipping industry and claims that North Korea is using slave labor. Now, that's rich coming from a nation that has a thriving prison industry, prison labor industry. The privatized prisons are factories. They make things there. And obviously, products that are produced by these prison factories are going to be lower in cost than products produced by regular American businesses with paid employees. It's unfair competition. Now, Paul Craig Roberts, he's out there sounding the warning. And he's basically still going on with this idea that as far as he can tell, Washington, D.C. is seriously considering a nuclear first strike on Russia. It's one of the reasons they're trying to get these THAAD batteries all over the place so that only a few of Russia's retaliatory nukes will get through to the United States of America. But apparently, the operations command of the Russian general staff is concerned that Washington, D.C. is actually thinking in these terms. And we're getting this from Lieutenant General Viktor Poznihir, Deputy Chief of the Main Operations Directorate of the Russian Armed Forces. And he was speaking at the Moscow International Security Conference. saying, yes, we are concerned Washington, D.C. is considering a nuclear first strike on our country. And again, going on back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, the reason we did not get a nuclear war then is Kennedy and Khrushchev knew that their counterpart did not want to push that button. And they were able to avoid being driven to that point. Now we have the Russians thinking our government wants to push the button. And that means if things start to ratchet up, Russia's going to be more ready to push that button out of their very justifiable fear that the U.S. is ready to push the button. That is a recipe for disaster. Now, as you know, President Trump has created a new commission by executive order to look at the integrity of the American voting system. It is unfortunately focusing almost entirely on last year's election, which does need to be looked at. But there's a larger problem with election fraud in this country, and it goes back for years and years. And we really ought to be looking on creating as much of a fraud-proof election system as possible. And I've already written an article with some pretty good ideas in there, which I've since been informed are in use in other countries. But Kevin O'Keefe is out there. James O'Keefe is out there. He's got all these videos that he got during last year where the Democrats were committing all this election fraud and registration fraud, and it was on a massive, massive scale. So there's plenty there for them to look at. And remember, despite all this screaming about Russia influenced the election for Donald Trump, all of the election fraud from last year that has been documented and investigated, all of it favored Hillary Clinton. And you need to keep that in mind. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Apparently over at MSNBC, Mika Brzezinski, who does not hide her disdain for the White House and for Kellyanne Conway, has now banned her from appearing on the Morning Joe show. And Mika was attacking CNN for booking the proven liar, Kellyanne Conway. But you need to remember, NBC was and probably still is a Hillary Clinton supporter, and is fully on board with getting rid of Trump and finding some way for Hillary to take over that White House because Russia stole it from her. And Kellyanne Conway, if you're listening, you are always welcome here on this radio show. All right, let's talk about the economy. There is something that is starting to happen which ought to alarm everybody. This is being reported out of Investment Watch blog. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, is suggesting a 10% tax on all money on deposits in bank throughout Europe. They just want to shave 10% right off the top. In Cyprus, they called it a haircut. IMF is trying to call it a tax. But basically, they're plundering the money of ordinary citizens to keep the banks propped up, to keep the EU propped up. When word of this gets out, people are going to be closing those savings accounts. At which point, the IMF is going to come on back and say, well, that's why we need a cashless society, so that your money is in the bank where we can help ourselves to it whenever we feel we need to. They're trying to legalize the pillage and plunder of ordinary working people is what's going on here. Another article, surging auto loans, boom or bubble. And I think it is a bubble, because the surge in auto loans are in the subprime auto loans, having learned nothing from the disaster precipitated by the subprime mortgages. They have been doing subprime auto loans. And yes, I think it is a bubble. Bitcoin has soared above 1,800, a new all-time high, and I got to tell you, that to me is looking more and more like a bubble. I think people who are in positions of authority in corporations and government, they're starting to lose their grip on reality, because apparently over at Sears, CEO Edward Lampere was trying to reassure stockholders that Sears is on its way to recovery. And he's saying, we don't need more customers. We have all the customers we could possibly want. And everybody's saying, are you on drugs? And if so, why aren't you sharing them? Sears may have people walking through the store the question is, are they spending money? And the answer to look at their earnings report is no, they are not. Now, getting on back to the car loan issue, there was this article in the Seattle Times. You're going to love this one. The headline was, Seattle has reversed a decades-long trend of rising car ownership, and millennials are the reason. And the story starts out, for the first time since at least 1970, the percentage of Seattle households that own a car is declining. Census data show it's all because of young people who increasingly are choosing to live carless in the city. And they're trying to pitch this like, this is a good thing. Going to be fewer cars, less congestion, less pollution. This is really all a very good thing. What they're not talking about in this article is that these young people who are not buying cars are still living with their parents. They can't make enough money to rent a home or buy a home. They're not making enough money to buy cars. This is not a good thing. It's another indicator that our economy is in serious, serious trouble. And the Seattle Times is trying to convince you, oh, yes, it's good. Oh, yes, it's good, except obviously for you car factories and you car dealerships and the auto repair places and the gas stations. You're all going to be in a lot of trouble as car ownership declines. But otherwise, it's a really good thing. This is a wonderful thing that's happening. Now, here is a very interesting article. This is out of teaparty.org. Trump has cut off food stamps for certain classes of people. The headline for this story out of Tea Party is Real Americans Are Cheering. What's interesting is the very first line of the story says the Department of Agriculture is moving to implement food stamp rules that ban certain convicted criminals and winners of large lottery prizes from getting food stamps. That sounds really good. But further on down is the real meat of the issue. Under the proposed rules, each agency will be required to create an automated system to better determine the immigration status and income of applicants for food stamps. And that is really the heart of the matter. Those are the two areas where most of the food stamp abuse is taking place. People who are actually making money, but enough to live on, but are availing themselves of food stamps, and illegal immigrants who shouldn't be receiving them at all. What was amazing is when this whole open borders, immigration, refugee thing was cranking up, the Department of Agriculture was just advertising, everybody should be on food stamps. Come on over, we'll get you signed on up. Over at Cornell University, somebody apparently issued a fake report of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent on the campus, and the students and faculty went into a panic. Everybody was running, immigration, running around for the thing here. But immigration is actually on the job. They have arrested 1,378 gang members in 6 weeks, which sounds like a good thing. Then, on the other hand, you have the Santa Cruz County Sheriff supporting sanctuary state bill out in California, saying it will improve public safety. How does having a sanctuary state where drug criminals, violent offenders are just walking across the border and cannot be removed, how does that improve public safety? We're getting into full-on Orwell speak right here. Flooding our country with criminals and rapists increases public safety. They just want you to get used to that as the new normal, like we're seeing over there in Europe, where they're actually moving to decriminalize rape by the migrants because in their culture, it's okay to do what they're doing. But they're not in their culture anymore. They're in our culture. Apparently, the European Union has now approved visa-free travel for Ukrainians. They're still trying to get Ukraine to get into that European Union, which is what that whole coup d'etat against Yanukovych was all about. The EU was saying, come on into the EU, it'll be great here, and Yanukovych said, actually, we're kind of getting a better deal from Russia, so we're going to go that way. So, boom, go on in, get rid of Yanukovych, put in Poroshenko, Crimea secedes, the Eastern Ukrainian Republics try and break away, and what the European Union is actually going to get out of the deal is just an emptied shell of what Ukraine was before all this nonsense began. A lot of people over in France still talking about the election. It's almost common knowledge now that Marine Le Pen was robbed by virtue of all these ballots that were mailed out to French voters with the Marine Le Pen ballot already torn in the envelope. And remember, there was that video, this one gentleman literally videoed himself going into the polling places and stealing the stacks of the Marine Le Pen ballots so nobody could vote for her. They're not even hiding the fact that these elections are rigged. So the globalists got their puppet into France. It's amazing. Alrighty, now then. Another day, another fake hate crime. And apparently there was a hate crime at St. Olaf College in Minnesota. There were massive protests after a racist note was left on the student's windshield. And they were making all these demands, you know, racist rhetoric found on campus, students drop list of demands, yelling plenty of it. And it turns out that the owner of the car put the note there, got caught at it, and he's out there trying to say, I was just trying to raise awareness. No, awareness of what? That there are hoaxes out there? Yeah, we already know that. We know that a lot of these so-called hate crimes are hoaxes for political gain. So, it's a reality, and you got to remember that. Now, here is an interesting little article. This is from College, the college version of USAtoday.com. And basically, they're reporting on how the American Association of University Women basically is looking at the rape data. Now, you know, rape on campus and everything, it's a big thing for the feminist movement. It was a big thing back in the 1990s, the militant feminists. Oh, there's a rape crisis, there's rape hysteria. And they're still doing it today. But what they actually found out was that 89% of America's colleges had reported zero incidents of rape in 2015. They're still doing the numbers from last year. And then this article goes on to say, well, just because it wasn't reported doesn't mean that there's an epidemic. Most of the girls aren't just, they're not reporting it. They're too ashamed. They're just trying to maintain that feminist victimhood agenda, even though the numbers don't actually support it. Now, getting on back to this wonderful book, Who Stole Feminism, by Christine Hobbs Sommers. And she was talking about the rape hysteria in the 1990s and how all these colleges all over the country were setting up these rape crisis centers, and they had funding for some of these feminists to basically have full-time jobs on the staff of these rape crisis centers. And most of them, the vast majority of them, were unused. They were empty. The people working there just got to sit around collecting their paychecks and screaming about the evil male patriarchy, because it didn't really exist. In fact, from the 1990s, looking at the FBI supplemental crime statistics, rape was the second most falsely accused crime in the country. It was an epidemic, and it got so out of hand that Catherine Comins, the assistant dean of student activity at Vassar, actually, in an interview in Time magazine, said a false charge of rape against a man is actually a good thing for him to go through, because it'll force him to confront the reality that he could be a rapist. I mean, that's how bogus and spin all of this stuff gets. Okay, now then, let's do that here. This is really getting weird out there. Apparently, over in Richmond, this high school, Richmond Early College High School near Rockingham, put out their yearbooks. And if you remember your high school yearbook, there's always a page of quotes by the graduating seniors. And the books went all the way through publication, and apparently only then did the school administrators look at some of the quotes and run them through their PC filter. And some of the quotes were things like, build that wall, which was decried as racist and insensitive to all these illegal immigrants in our high school. And they're recalling and destroying all the yearbooks on that one basis. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Then when we come on back, I want to share with you a new TV show. It's on demand on most cable systems. And it's an interesting little insight. We'll be right back.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk about Stephen Fry has a new TV show out there. It's on most cable networks. It's on demand. It's not scheduled broadcast. You're going to have to search for it. The show is called The Great Indoors. Stephen Fry writes it. He has a small role in it. And the concept of the show is that there is an outdoor magazine which is closing down its paper edition in the modern times and going entirely online. And their main figurehead, who's this explorer who's been around the world, is brought back into the office to interact with the digital age staff to try and set a new direction. Basically, Stephen is sort of expressing his disdain for the current American PC culture. And he's doing it humorously. But for anybody who's actually had to deal with the liberal snowflakes, after a while it gets very tiring because you say, this is what I'm dealing with all the time. It is funny. It's worth a look. Of course, Stephen Fry was also in the news recently. He made a comment about how can you respect a God who allows such evil and suffering in the world, and he was charged under this 1999 blasphemy law in Ireland, rather. And then they dropped the charges because they couldn't find anybody who was actually outraged by what he said. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls. Ramsey in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
You see, sir, I just want to ask you something. You said in the last few minutes, talk about sanctuary cities and rape. And see, sir, you said rape is illegal in our culture, but rape is fine in their culture. Are you talking about the Mexicans? You're talking about?
No. I'm talking about what's going on in Europe, where in Germany, where this judge let this refugee, who's actually he's a drug trafficker on top of everything else, and he basically attacked this woman for 4 hours. He got off on the rape charge because the judge said, well, where he comes from, that's just considered rough sex. It's not really considered rape, so we're going to let him go. A lot of people are just aghast at that, because if this guy wants to be in a country where he's allowed to do that to women, he should have stayed at home. He's not in his culture anymore. He's in the German culture. And it's just like Teddy Roosevelt said about immigration to the United States of America. You're welcome to come here as long as you understand you are now living in the United States of America. We have certain laws. We have certain cultural norms. We have a language called English. And you are expected to basically adapt and integrate into our society. And instead, we have this attitude with the globalists that wherever they send these surges of refugees, their goal is to turn the country they're going into being just like the country that they just left. I find it weird that going on back to that story about the rape statistics on U.S. college campuses, where they're out there trying to say, oh, rape is a big problem. It's a big problem. We don't have the numbers for it, but it's a big problem. While at the same time over in Europe, where there are numbers showing that this rape is out of control, and they're saying, well, that's not a big deal. It's just a cultural misunderstanding. And it's like there's no continuity of philosophy behind any of this political correctness.
You see, sir, in my opinion, these people who are doing these crimes in Europe or North America, whatever, they know that they're committing rape or assault, but it's just that because of the political correctness, people on the left would say, oh, it's a cultural misunderstanding, just like you said. But see, sir, I don't think people from that culture are. Rape is like a major feature of the culture, because every country has rape laws, right?
Well, I think pretty much every country does. But see, here's where that whole German argument falls apart. You've probably heard the old expression, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse," and so in that context, the German judge erred. This refugee clearly violated Germany's rape laws, and he should have been appropriately punished. The fact that he was still out there despite being a drug dealer as well, something has gone really, really wrong. Okay.
He should have been deported, right?
I don't know what's happened to him. That was the end of the story. We've got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking on Fox News, and they're actually addressing this issue. Could the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server be reopened? Of course it can. There's no reason it can't. She hasn't gone to trial. Double jeopardy doesn't apply. It should be reopened. Catherine Austin Fitz is out there saying maybe what the United States needs is what South Africa went through following the end of apartheid, a truth and reconciliation commission, where they came on out and said, we're going to tell you everything that happened. Nobody's going to go to jail. Nobody's going to get punished. But the people have a right to know what was really going on. I think that's a really good idea. I think that would be a really good idea. The only problem is those individuals who want things to go on just as they are right now. Fox News is also running another story warning that North Korea could knock out Hawaii with an imp attack. And they start out talking about how back in 1962, The U.S. government set off a nuclear bomb above the atmosphere 850 miles away from Hawaii and just knocked the entire state electrical system down. And so they're out there saying, oh, it could happen, it could happen. Well, the largest nuclear weapon North Korea has right now is only 10 kiloton. I don't think they're going to get much of an imp out of that. And considering how often we get blackouts under HECO, I'm not sure anybody would notice if North Korea did. Okay. We're going to take a phone call. Alex in San Antonio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Alex, are you there? Okay, apparently we do not have Alex. There you are. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was calling because I wanted to know what you thought about these couple of points. Number one is it's been a month, and of all the war rhetoric that has been spoken, nothing has come of it. So I was wondering if what you thought. Trump kind of, you know, played them with one of the for lack of a better term, played a Trump card and made them kind of show their hand. One, and the second thing I wanted to ask you was the dance that's going on with Bitcoin and the currencies and gold. Do you perhaps think that they're building up Bitcoin to stash a lot of the inflated dollars in? And lastly, I wanted to ask you a question regarding the Trump Care thing. Do you think that this whole, because what I find a difficulty reconciling is how an aspirin costs 50 cents at a store or a pharmacy, but it costs $50 in an emergency room. You know, so what I'm thinking is perhaps the healthcare system is masking or hiding a lot of the inflation that they just can't put in other bubbles. I'll take my answers off the air, Mike. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Aloha.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And to address your first point, the rhetoric against both Syria and North Korea has faded, which may signify only that the government is aware that they're not winning over public support for any more wars. Doesn't necessarily mean they're not planning another horrific false flag and an invasion of Syria. It doesn't mean that they're not going to attack North Korea. Obviously, this Fox News story about here in Hawaii, there's still a little bit of mention. But it has been de-emphasized. There's no question about that. Now, as far as the Trump Care issue, legalized the, first of all, the idea of the Health Maintenance Organization and allowed medical care to be run for profit. Prior to that, medical care was basically run at your cost, you know, and a little margin. In order to keep health care affordable to everybody, doctors and hospitals and providers were not allowed to exploit the people's illness and fear of dying to charge them huge prices. And that was a system that really did work. But then they mucked it all up with, taking the limits off, as it were, and medical care became a for-profit enterprise in the United States of America. And what is going on with the hospitals has to do with the relationship with the health insurance companies. Because when you reach an agreement with a health insurance provider at a hospital, the health insurance provider will demand a steep discount for what they're paying for. They're going to say, we only want to pay 50 cents for an aspirin or whatever. And so the hospitals will inflate the price of everything that they're doing so that when they give the health insurance companies the discount, it comes back down to what the hospitals would have been charging anyway. The problem is for those who are without health insurance or who are still under the deductible of their health insurance, they're being forced to pay those inflated prices. Now, I don't know that it necessarily is a cash sink to hide inflation, because that cash that goes into the medical industrial complex comes back someplace else. The same thing with your question about Bitcoin. versus gold and silver. The idea that they're hiding inflated dollars in the Bitcoin works only so long as Bitcoin continues to increase in value. If there is a crash, all of that could be wiped out. And maybe that's their goal to get rid of inflation, is to put it someplace where it gets destroyed so it doesn't have to be calculated. But the reality is that by its very nature, private central banking creates inflation. They have a polite word for it. It's called monetizing the debt, which means creating new money, part of which is paying the interest and principal on the old money. And as the debt grows and grows, the money supply is supposed to keep up with it. But it's still a pyramid scheme. And sooner or later, all pyramid schemes will collapse. Okay. Moving on here, let's see. Apparently, speaking of Bitcoin, Reddit users lose real money after the meme currency bot dies. And this is another cryptocurrency mess up. The creator of the tipping bot, Do Get Tip Bot, I think it was called. It's a service that lets Reddit users tip each other in Dogecoin. And apparently the company is now broke. He is broke. And the bot is broke because he has spent all the coins after he ran out of money. It's an epic tech failure. We're putting too much of our lives on those little boxes. We really, really are here. Now, Trump has signed a cybersecurity executive order. And here are the high points. Tom Bossert, President Trump's Homeland Security Advisor, made the announcement yesterday afternoon and basically said the three most important sections of the EO are to protect federal networks using the NIST framework. If you're not inside the federal network, you're on your own. They're mandating moving the federal IT to the cloud. That one's got a lot of people scratching their head, given that the cloud has still got issues and it's not robust. And here's the one that is really going to mess things up. They want all federal IT centralized as a single enterprise network. All of the government's computers as one giant enterprise network. And boy, I would hate to be the systems integration person on that one. Do you remember a while back when the government decided they wanted a standardized computer language for all government computers, and they came up with a new computer language called Ada, named after Lady Ada Lovelace, who was the programmer for Carl Babbage's calculating machines. And Ada itself, trying to be all things to all people, was a horrible, horrible language. And basically what ultimately happened is all the government's computers, they were doing mostly just applying for waivers. I can't convert to Ada because of this. And so that went away. That is going to be a monster, monster problem. And again, if you're on a centralized federal IT network, all on one enterprise, what happens if that WannaCry ransomware gets in there? It's going to affect everything. Maybe that wouldn't be such a bad thing, actually, here. All righty, a little bit of good news for people on a tight food budget. Coming out of the Texas Panhandle, they have been examining their wheat crop following the late snow and freeze that we just went through. And they're basically saying that the vast majority of the wheat is still undamaged. They lost some, but not a huge amount. Which means we're not going to be seeing too much increase in price for wheat-based products here. Now, as we mentioned the other day, the federal government has released financial settlement figures from the Vaccine Injury Court, which is going to end this claim that vaccines never harm anyone. Now, the Vaccine Court is biased against the victims and in favor of the vaccine manufacturers. They're there to protect them. And the Vaccine Court is still using this discredited CDC report that claims there's no link between autism and vaccines. And even the lead author of the paper at the CDC has come on out and said it was a hoax, it was a fake. They cherry-picked the data to get the desired result. Apparently, they changed the methodology for the paper something like 17 times until they could get the result they wanted from the cherry-picked data. It was a hoax. It was a fraud. and the vaccine court is still using it. And despite that, they had to pay out a huge amount of money to people being harmed by vaccines. And the vaccine industry is apparently getting very, very nervous. Because over at the Boston Herald, they're running these editorials, these op-ed pieces, just denouncing anybody who could even doubt the safety of vaccines, could even question the wisdom of having mercury in the vaccines. And the Boston Herald's entire editorial staff is openly calling for essentially the mass execution of scientists, naturopaths, chiropractors, and journalists who dare question the safety of injecting children with mercury. They even went so far as to say that expressing any concern at all about the ingredients in vaccines, quote, ought to be a hanging offense, end quote. Now, remember that story we had about a week or so ago when the H1N1 flu was making its rounds? Angela Merkel and her top officials in Germany got a special version of the vaccine that did not have any adjuvants, none of the additives. No mercury, no peanut oil, none of that. The people of Germany were required to take the H1N1 vaccine with all the adjuvants. Now, obviously, if Angela Merkel knows that she shouldn't be taking those adjuvants, obviously you shouldn't be taking those adjuvants. And we know they cause harm. The epidemic of peanut anaphylaxis in our population is a direct result of using peanut oil as an adjuvant. Now, peanut oil is something you're supposed to eat and digest, not inject directly into the tissues of your body. That, too, is completely out of control. Completely out of control. Here's an interesting story, and I love this. It's from Natural News. Apparently, there was this academic institute who developed a new malaria cure, and they were very proud of it, and huzzah, huzzah, we're going to be rich and famous. And then somebody pointed out that the exact same cure had been described in a Chinese medicine text written over 500 years ago. I think that puts it squarely in the public domain. All right. I love this one. District Attorney Bonnie Dumanis has been ordered to return more than $100,000 seized from a medical marijuana businessman and his family 15 months after drug agents raided the company and did not charge anyone with a crime. And so down in San Diego, businessman James Static is arguing before the court. It's time for the money to be returned, and the judge agreed. Well, you remember that video where this legal marijuana dispensary was being raided because it competed with another one that was good friends with the mayor, and the cops thought they disabled all the security cameras. They hadn't. They were two independent systems. The security cameras caught the cops helping themselves to the marijuana goodies. Oh, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. They do think like that. Drugs are bad for you. It's okay for us. I remember when I was going to Cal State Fullerton, the best drug connection around that campus was a California Highway Patrol officer. He was confiscating the stuff from the dealers and then reselling it out the back of his black and white unit. And he quit the CHP and he bought himself a Radio Shack franchise. And we were good buddies. That was back when Radio Shack was a lot more fun to go to. I was talking before about the prison labor industry and how it really is the moral equivalent of the slave labor camps they had in Nazi Germany. And over at this story at returntonow.net, they're talking about how if you are doing business with these 50 companies who run these prison factories, you are supporting modern American slavery. And as I mentioned before, more than that, you are harming your local economic community. Because if you are buying, for example, furniture produced in a prison factory because it's cheaper than American furniture factories who are employing legal American citizens, go out of business. And that is really something we should avoid, especially when you consider that 86% of the prisoners who are slaving away in these prison factories are there for nonviolent, victimless crimes, like they got caught smoking a joint or something. We have a new institution of slavery emerging in the middle of our culture, and we need to take a look at that. Now, over in Europe, as you know, there's been a big issue where the European Union has imposed rather strict requirements for produce in the markets. It all has to be the same shape, the same size, and just absolute uniformity. Over in France, a supermarket has gone the other way. They're celebrating what they call the ugly produce. We are selling produce that does not comply with the EU regulations, and it's all twisted and bent and lumpy, and people are just snapping the stuff up. It's been an absolutely stunning marketing success, and even better, it means there's less food wastage. That's a good idea. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Actually, we're going to leave the phone lines closed here because we got a lot of news to talk about here. And somebody just wrote on in reminding us that James Comey was a lawyer on the Senate Whitewater investigation looking into the conduct of President Bill Clinton and First Lady Hillary Clinton. And the investigation was to determine whether Clinton used his political position as governor of Arkansas to push through an illegal loan to benefit Bill and Hillary's business partner in Whitewater. Several people involved in Whitewater went to jail, but no prosecution for Bill and Hillary. And James Comey was the deputy special counsel for the Whitewater investigation. So, yeah, it goes all the way back to Arkansas, all the way back to the Operation Screw Worm, which was one of the code names for the gun and drug running operation down to Nicaragua. All right. A little bit of science news to fill out this hour here as we wait for the lovely Lady Claire. Curiosity's, it's doing a wonderful job up there on Mars. It's got some problems. Apparently, the drill is in hiatus due to an issue with a motor that moves the rover's drill. In other words, it broke down. At one point, they thought it was actually jammed in the ground, and Curiosity was not going to be able to move, but apparently they dislodged it. But basically, Curiosity is mostly scooping sand and analyzing while the space agency tries to sort things out. Actually, from the context of this, it sounds like maybe it is still stuck in the ground. That would be an absolute, absolute shame. Curiosity has seen so many things that I wish they would go back and take a look at. Like that thing that looked like a dead tree stump sticking out of this sand wall. I think it's called the Mars Crab, but it looks more like a tree stump to me. If I were running Curiosity, I would definitely go on back and take a look at that. Curiosity's found so many things that seem to indicate the presence of life. Fossilized algae mats, all kinds of things like that. Apparently China is planning some serious space travel. And apparently they're considering a long-duration trip to the moon. And they've already got volunteers are going to live in a simulated space cabin for 200 days. Now, obviously, since it's only 3 days up and 3 days back to the moon, more or less, they're talking about setting up something on the moon that's going to last there for a long, long time. And they're not the only ones. Apparently, NASA is considering a long-duration lunar facility as a training and jump-off point for an eventual manned mission to Mars. Now, part of the problem is they're discovering, as you've heard, some new endurance records have been set for astronauts on the International Space Station. They're finding out that there are some physiological changes from weightlessness that exercise can't seem to deal with. And I think at this point, we're looking at the inevitability that any spaceship going to Mars is going to have at least one component that is a spinning centrifuge. And we've certainly seen it in movies like that. Because we evolved in a world with gravity. And I think our best course for preserving the health of our astronauts is they have to be living in gravity. End of story. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the Lady Claire after these few words.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk.
That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.